Lifestyle convenient.
Greetings, good morning, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, and I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural and nutritional roads to your wellness and to your vitality and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and psoriasis and vertigo and arthritis that, among other issues, can only be called miraculous by some, but really is in the world of biology, in the world of the human body, simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some folks, the system is really nothing more than the way the body works. If you've got questions about health or health challenges you may be facing, if you've got questions about prescription drugs, if you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products specifically, you can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel or Debbie and Vicky at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or you can get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products or the longevity business if you want to make some money and join me in my mission to help educate the world about the power of nutritional supplementation. Well, it's time for another Bright Side episode. Thanks so much for being here, folks. We really appreciate you listening and spreading the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation. I was reading my favorite alternative medicine magazine, Nutrition Magazine and Alternative Medicine Magazine. It's called the Townsend Letter. It comes out every month. It's a little bit difficult to find. But I was reading an article in the Townsend Letter entitled, "The FDA is Targeting Vitamin C." Apparently, the FDA is banning commercial vitamin C products for injection. And there's no reason why, except for only God knows what the FDA is thinking. But really got me thinking about the Bright Side. It got me thinking about what the Bright Side really is about. And what I was thinking is that the Bright Side is not really so much about nutritional supplementation as much as it's a philosophy and a statement. It's really a statement to the world that we're no longer going to have our health held hostage to a cabal, to some elite group of so-called authorities that can make up health rules for us, which are typically nothing more than self-serving standards of wellness, and self-serving meaning serving them and not us. One of the greatest political visionaries who ever lived, and one of my personal heroes, Thomas Jefferson, said, quote, "I have sworn on the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man," unquote. And the Bright Side is my personal contribution to the freedom of my fellow man and woman over the tyranny, the hegemony, the monopolization of healing by this medical mafia, by this medical model that could give a flying you-know-what over our health, over a medical model that has as its goal and its priority the profits and the pockets of pharmaceutical and insurance company giants. Another founding father and another one of my heroes, Dr. Benjamin Rush, who is a medical doctor, a physician, as well as one of the signatories to the Declaration of Independence, Benjamin Rush said, "If we're not vigilant, quote, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. The Constitution of the Republic should make a special privilege for medical freedoms as well as religious freedom," unquote. And folks, that was in the 1700s when Dr. Benjamin Rush said that. And very presciently, I might add, because the time that Benjamin Rush predicted when an undercover dictatorship will restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others, that time is now here. And we have to begin to immediately take the ball into our own court to begin to address our health concerns ourselves. And if we don't, we're going to find ourselves in the exact situation that visionaries like Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Rush warned us about 200 plus years ago. This health tyranny that expresses itself as the demonization of nutritional supplements and the deification of medical priests is just the tip of the iceberg. What is especially sneaky and insidious and downright dangerous is the unspoken belief system that pervades the consciousness of large numbers of Americans that says that nutritional solutions are some kind of wacky alternative to mainstream drug and surgeries and doctors' opinions, which fulfill some kind of golden standard of medical care. It's this logic that takes people off of their nutritional supplements so they don't interfere with their drugs. This idea that the doctor is always right, that he knows what he's doing because he's a doctor. It's why we go into a hypnotic trance when we're told we have to take this drug or that drug or have to have our gallbladder taken out or our reproductive organs removed. Now, I'm not saying there's no good doctors, because there are. What I'm talking about here, folks, is the institution of medicine, not individual doctors. It's the institution of medicine that is beholden to interests that are not your interests and they're not my interests. But because of this powerful presence of the institution of medicine, we become so intimidated by the priests of medicine that we will actually agree to have parts of our bodies removed because some doctor told us we had to. I was talking to a listener last week, Jeff from St. Louis. He had a gallstone, and the first thing his doctor said to him was, "Well, guess we're just going to have to yank that gallbladder out." Now, folks, please understand, you can't just routinely have organs removed out of your body. There's no such thing as a routine surgery. As wonderfully advanced as surgical medicine is, when you get cut open, you are risking your life. Please understand, there are no routine surgeries. A couple of years ago, a doctor from Harvard, Dr. Gawande, made big news when he said that the major complication rate for major surgeries could be reduced from 17% to 8% by using a checklist. A checklist similar to the kind of checklist that pilots use when they're determining whether their planes are safe to fly. So he said he could reduce the rate of complications from surgeries from 17% to 8%. You know what that means, folks? In the so-called developed world, Europe, Canada, the United States, 17% of people who have surgeries risk major complications. And the accidental death rate from surgeries is around half to 0.6%. That means out of every 1,000 surgeries, 5 or 6 people are going to die. Now, this is no indictment on surgeries or insurgents. It's just the nature of the beast. When you get cut open, it is not routine. Anyway, Jeff had been listening to The Bright Side. He politely declined because Jeff knew that having gallstones does not mean you need to have your gallbladder removed any more than hyperthyroidism means you have to have your thyroid removed, or endometriosis means you need to have your uterus removed, or colitis means you have to have your colon removed, or having migraine headaches means having your head removed. This craziness around drugs and doctors and surgeries has got to stop. If you're concerned about loss of freedoms from a political perspective and the rise of a totalitarian state, which is a real possibility, maybe even a probability, in my humble opinion, these concerns should be secondary, as important as they are to concerns about our health and our physical well-being. If you are chronically nauseous or have debilitating pain, it's hard to be as concerned about the New World Order. In fact, the slow poisoning of Americans through drugs and foods is so pervasive that one has to wonder if there is some kind of intention to keep people in a weakened state so we don't have the strength of the will to defend ourselves and defend our liberties. That's my rant for this morning. I just got really ticked off when I read this article about the FDA banning vitamin C. Anyway, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll continue our discussion on acne and other healthcare issues and take your phone calls at 866-582-9933. On The Bright Side, we'll be back right after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000 year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks, to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Bill Rice. Hello, Ben. What would you recommend to suppress psoriasis outbreaks? Please advise. If you suffer from psoriasis, folks, like many skin diseases, and we're going to be talking about acne here in a moment, If you suffer from psoriasis or any skin disease, please understand that because of how fast the skin turns over, in addition to the connection between the skin and the digestive system, you can reverse skin diseases faster than almost any other health crisis. And it really requires nothing more than understanding how your digestive system works and a good nutritional supplement program. Bill, here's what you want to do. And anybody else, folks, who has psoriasis. By the way, from the Archives of Dermatology, April 2011, the prevalence of so-called metabolic syndrome is high among individuals with psoriasis. The prevalence of metabolic syndrome was 40% among psoriasis cases. This is a study that was done from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey from 2003 to 2006. What they found was that 40% of the folks who have psoriasis also have metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is the classic disease state that it comes from not controlling your blood sugar, not controlling your insulin, the second point on the triangle of disease. So if you have psoriasis, the first thing you want to do is work on your digestive system. It's rare. In fact, I've never seen a case of psoriasis that did not have a digestive component. So first, you're going to look for food allergies. You're going to do all the stuff we talk about on this program. I feel like I repeat myself a lot, but it's worth repeating. If you have psoriasis, every time you have a digestive problem, a digestive condition, anything from a burp or heartburn to gas or diarrhea or constipation, write it down in a little book, and then right next to it, what did you eat 2, 3, 4, 5 hours before? And with psoriasis, you also want to write down in a book when you break out with your psoriatic plaques, when you get your psoriasis, and then next to it, you're going to write down what did you eat 4 or 5 or 6 hours before you broke out with your psoriasis, and then you're going to need to eliminate those foods. Then you're going to want to do all of your digestive nutrients, especially probiotics, that is good bacteria. And I know I say this all the time, but I'm going to say it again. Don't try to save money on a probiotic. Find the best one you can find. Look for multiple strains of bacteria. You want 12 or 13 strains, ideally, and you want billions, tens or hundreds of billions of units of bacteria. And so don't waste your money on probiotics. Find the best one you could find. And one of the neat things about probiotics is if 2 are good, sometimes 4 is better, sometimes 6 is even better, and sometimes 12 is even better. You're going to need to find out a cutoff point on diminishing returns is for you with probiotics. Then you're going to also want digestive enzymes. And the same thing is true about digestive enzymes. Sometimes 2 digestive enzymes are good, 4 is better, 6 is even better, sometimes 10 is great, and then sometimes 11 doesn't give you that same kind of boost, so you just know that 10 is your point. So find out where you are on digestive enzymes and probiotics, where you get maximum results. Make sure you're doing enzymes with every meal and probiotics every day. Then for psoriasis, you also want to concentrate on the fatty part of the body, that is fatty nutrients. Your fatty vitamins are vitamins D, E, A, and K. We have known for decades that the sun helps with psoriasis, largely because it helps stimulate vitamin D synthesis. In fact, the prescription drug treatment for psoriasis is actually a cream called Dovanex, which is vitamin D cream. So making sure you're getting enough vitamin D in supplemental fashion through the diet, through fatty fish is your best source of vitamin D, as well as liver and organ meats. You know, the skin of chicken, by the way, the skin of fish, the skin of animals that we tend to throw out, that's one of the best sources of vitamin D. So making sure you're eating the skin and the area close to the skin of your chicken is a good way to make sure that you're getting enough vitamin D. Of course, the sun and supplements will help too. Fish oil is also a good source of vitamin D. You want to make sure that you're getting vitamin A also. And vitamin D and A work together, as we've talked about on this program many times. So making sure you get about 20,000 international units of vitamin A can help with psoriasis. Vitamin E and K, while not as significant as vitamin A and D, may be helpful. And then also your essential fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids, especially those come from fish and from flax. I like the kind that you get from flax a little bit better, because that's really a true omega-3. Fish oil doesn't really have true essential fatty acid, omega-3 essential fatty acids. It has derivatives of those essential fatty acids primarily. So I like my patients to get their omega-3 fats from flax mostly, or from other seeds like chia seeds. Chia is actually a good source of omega-3 fats. and they're relatively inexpensive. And then also you have to make sure that you're absorbing your fats. If you start to take in your essential fatty acids and you feel like you're not quite as comfortable as you want to be in your digestive system, throw in some digestive enzymes with your essential fatty acids. Make sure you're taking lecithin capsules or lecithin granules with your essential fatty acids. And then you may also want to make sure that you're getting enough choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E, and taurine, which can also help your body process fat. So making sure you're taking care of the fatty part of the body, making sure you're taking care of essential fatty acids, any digestive problems, probiotics, digestive enzymes. And you know what? You should never have psoriasis again. When you correct your food allergy situation, your digestive situation, and your nutrient intake situation, you can never have psoriasis again. Completely eliminate it. Psoriasis is not a curse. You're not doomed to having psoriatic plaques the rest of your life. Psoriasis is simply your body announcing, specifically your skin, announcing to you that you're doing something wrong and something's missing from your diet. So I hope that helps, Bill. And then speaking of the skin, let's continue talking about acne. And by the way, our number today is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We've been talking about acne for the past few days. We mentioned hormone T acne or androgenic acne, which involves male hormones, which, as we've said, women have as well as men. And then the second type of acne, adrenal gland acne, which involves male hormones as well. But you also have a component of oiliness and dark spots, hyperpigmentation, hyper meaning a lot of, pigmentation meaning darkness. When you have hyperpigmentation and oiliness in addition to T-zone acne, chances are you have adrenal gland involvement, and you're going to want to do the nutrients for your adrenal glands, vitamins B5, zinc, vitamin C, deep breathing, oxygenation. All of these can be very helpful for making sure that your adrenal glands, your stress glands, are operating as they should. Some of the ways you can tell that you're having adrenal problems in addition to adrenal acne is cravings for salty foods. If you go to sleep at night or go to bed at night, you're tired but you can't fall asleep, that can be a sign that you're having some adrenal problems. Or if you have a good night's sleep but you wake up tired, that can be a sign of some adrenal problems. One of the classic signs is postural hypotension, where you bend down and stand up real quickly and you feel a little bit dizzy. All of these are indications that you may be having some adrenal problems, and especially if you have T-zone acne that's oily, that's a real sign of something going wrong with the adrenal glands. The third type of acne, which we talked about yesterday, digestive acne, is not, it really doesn't have the same look as most other acnes in the sense that it doesn't occur in the T-zone. And that's your main sign that you're going to be looking for. That's the red flag that you have a digestive problem, is if you're breaking out on your cheeks or you're breaking out in your jaw area, or if you're breaking out around your mouth. In other words, it's not that T area in the middle. Chances are you have a digestive condition. This is especially true if you notice flare-ups or breakouts after you eat certain meals, and paying attention to the foods you eat and the link between the foods you eat and your breakouts is your key to addressing digestive acne. The fourth type of acne, which we're going to talk about today, I call it liver acne. It involves the liver, and it's kind of a stage 2 type of acne. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Our number today is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information. We'll be back with more good health information right after this.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
SoupianSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Tina Wright, Dear Pharmacist Ben. I'm taking the following over-the-counter vitamins: turmeric, curcumin, 1,000 milligrams, magnesium citrate, 200 milligrams, ubiquinol, which is CoQ10, 100 milligrams, cinnamon, 500 milligrams, flaxseed oil, 1,300 milligrams, and she's also taking a prescription drug. And she wants to know, Tina wants to know about her blood pressure. She's been had her blood pressure taken. It was 130 over 100. She's been trying to lose weight, and this I know this plays a large part in high blood pressure. Tina writes, please tell me what else I can take. I don't want to have a stroke. Well, that's good thinking there, Tina. That's one of the most horrible things I can imagine ever happening is a stroke where you're paralyzed and you were healthy all your life, and now you're in a wheelchair. And I say that that specifically because I have a friend that happened to, and it's just a terrible, tragic thing. So even if you feel healthy and you feel fine now, that's no reason to ignore nutritional supplementation and taking care of your diet, because you never know what's around the corner. So Tina writes her blood pressure is a little bit high, and 130 over 100 is not that high. The normal blood pressure is considered 120 over 80, but normal doesn't really mean anything because your blood pressure is constantly fluctuating. It's this, like the idea of a chemical imbalance in the brain. There's no such thing as a chemical imbalance in the brain because your brain's chemistry is always fluctuating, likewise with your blood pressure. So I wouldn't be too concerned over a blood pressure of 130 over 100. Probably what you want to do, Tina, is be taking your blood pressure frequently throughout the day and see where you're at in terms of a trend, how your blood pressure trends over the course of the day. And you may find that your blood pressure varies at different parts of the day. In any case, there's a couple things that you can add to your nutritional supplement program. Magnesium citrate, 200 milligrams twice a day, that isn't even going to touch your magnesium needs, Tina. You want really around 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium. And when you get your magnesium, you want to make sure, when you look at the dosages on your pills, on your nutritional supplement pills, you want to make sure that 200 milligrams is 200 milligrams of magnesium. Because when you're taking magnesium citrate, for example, some of that is citrate and some of that is magnesium. So you want to make sure that 200 milligrams is not 200 milligrams of magnesium citrate, but it's 200 milligrams of magnesium, because you don't really care about the citrate. And speaking of citrate, the second word after mineral will always tell you, if you're savvy at least, how well that mineral is absorbed. So for example, magnesium oxide, the second word being oxide, is not as well absorbed as magnesium citrate. Magnesium gluconate is not as well absorbed as magnesium citrate. That second word is very important and will tell you how well the mineral will be absorbed. So magnesium citrate is one of the better absorbed forms of magnesium, but personally I would be taking magnesium aspartate, and that's spelled A-S-P-A-R-T-A-T-E, or magnesium glycinate, and that's spelled G-L-Y-C-I-N-A-T-E, or magnesium maleate, and that's spelled M-A-L-E-A-T-E, maleate. Magnesium maleate, magnesium aspartate, or magnesium glycinate. Those are your best forms of magnesium, and you want about 1,000 milligrams of magnesium a day. You can take a lot more than that, but you want at least 1,000 milligrams of the magnesium component. And magnesium's got some wonderful relaxing effects on the vascular system, so you can drop your blood pressure quite nicely with a nice magnesium supplement. There's others, too. In fact, all of the electrolytes are important, and I don't see in your description here of any of the electrolytes, like potassium, for example. And potassium alone can have a wonderful relaxing effect on blood pressure. The best way to get your electrolytes is in an electrolyte drink like the Ultimate Classic or the Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is the product that I talk about so much on this program. That's another really great source of electrolytes. If you want to learn more about that, the Longevity products, you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. The B-complex is also very important, and I don't see you mentioning the B-complex on your list here, so you want to make sure that you're getting enough of the B-complex, especially niacin, vitamin B3. Niacin has got some tremendously important roles to play in health. In fact, subclinical niacin deficiency is really somewhat common, and by subclinical, I mean a niacin deficiency that's not bad enough that you have to go into a doctor's office. It's not bad enough that you may even notice that you're sick, but it's bad enough that you're deficient and you're starting to experience some of the signs of niacin deficiency. The disease that's caused by niacin deficiency is called pellagra, P-E-L-L-E-G-R-A, pellagra, P-E-L-L-E-G-R-A. And pellagra, if you're in medical school, they tell you, pellagra is marked by the four D's: diarrhea, dermatitis, dementia, and death. The four D's are the signs that you have pellagra: diarrhea, dermatitis, dementia, and death. Well, diarrhea is pretty common, folks. Lots of folks have diarrhea. Lots of folks have digestive problems. And if you have a niacin deficiency, chances are you're going to experience some kind of digestive difficulty. Well, check this out. If you're not supplementing with niacin, you more than likely have a niacin deficiency. So if you have digestive difficulties and you're not taking niacin, you may want to consider supplementing with vitamin B3 niacin. Niacin is involved in making a specific kind of neurotransmitter that is involved with digestive health. So making sure that you get enough niacin it not only will help you with your blood pressure, Tina, but it will help anybody out there who's experiencing some digestive difficulties. The second D, dermatitis. That is skin rashes. Well, we know that niacin deficiency will cause skin rashes. If you have a subclinical niacin deficiency, that is, your niacin deficiency is not bad enough for you to have to go to the doctor, but you just have a rash, you're just breaking out in some kind of dermatitis, and you're not supplementing with niacin, you may want to consider getting yourself on a vitamin B3 niacin supplement. The third D is dementia. Dementia meaning mental problems. You're forgetful, you're confused, you don't have maybe some learning difficulties. Well, we know that niacin deficiency can cause mental problems. So if you're becoming forgetful, if your grandfather or your father's becoming forgetful, if you're confused, if your kid has learning difficulties, you may want to consider supplementing with niacin, vitamin B3, because we know that niacin deficiency can cause mental problems. Pellagra is marked by the four D's, and dementia is one of the four D's. Of course, if you got the fourth D, well, then you're out of luck. And our mission here on the Bright Side is to keep you from getting to the fourth D, which is death. And a good nutritional supplement program is one of the first things that you want to do to stave off your early demise. My point, friends, is many of us are suffering from nutritional deficiencies and we don't know it. Many of us are suffering from nutritional deficiencies and we'll go to the doctor for our dermatitis or for our diarrhea or for our mental confusion. And what are we going to get? We'll get an antidepressant or we'll get some kind of digestive drug or we'll get some kind of steroid cream. And nobody ever thinks that simple niacin deficiency can cause all kinds of health problems that we need prescription drugs for. So for Tina, for blood pressure, niacin helps open up blood vessels and can help drop your blood pressure. And by the way, if you have elevated cholesterol, taking niacin is one of the most effective, non-toxic ways you can drop your cholesterol and drop your blood fats as well. Just simple supplementation with niacin. One of the problems with niacin, however, is if you start taking high doses, you may experience something called the niacin flush. If you get the niacin flush, what you want to do is reduce your dose of niacin, take it more frequently, or get yourself on time-release niacin. There's a product called Nicobid, which works very effectively. It's a time-release niacin. It doesn't have any of the flushing problems. If you do get the flush and you don't want to deal with a prescription or a pharmacy form of niacin like Nicobid, take your niacin with food. And that can eliminate a lot of the problems that you have with flushing. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll continue our talks on nutritional supplementation and discuss acne number 4, liver acne, when we come back from break. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information. We'll be back on the Bright Side.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Longevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, friends, to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. I want to continue talking about acne, the seven different types of acne. Hormone T acne, type number one, adrenal acne, type number two, digestive acne, type number three. The fourth type of acne I call liver acne, and this is almost a stage two type of acne in the sense that liver acne usually happens after one of the three other acne forms has progressed long term. So if you've had hormone T acne or you've had adrenal acne that has not been addressed or a digestive condition that you've been ignoring, now you are going to end up starting to show up with liver problems. And what's really happening is the liver is bearing the load of detoxification and hormone processing, or it's clearing out the immune system debris from long-term chronic digestive assault. Sometimes you can have liver acne in an acute distress, like for folks who are abusing bodybuilding steroids. But for the most part, liver acne does take a while to show up. You can tell you have liver acne by where in the body the lesions appear. And that's the neat thing about this idea of seven different types of acne. You can tell the type of acne you're confronting by where your lesions appear. If you have T-zone lesions, you're looking at the adrenal glands or hormone T. If you have lesions that appear in the upper cheeks where you don't have, or non-T-zone, although sometimes you may have it around the mouth, they call it periorbital acne around the mouth area. If you have non-T-zone acne, it's a digestive condition. If you have acne on the back, if you have it on the shoulders, if you have it on your chest, if you have it in the neck area, if you have it down even into your groin area, you have got a liver condition. So you can always tell that you have liver acne because it's showing up on the body. Aestheticians, skincare professionals will actually call it bacne to indicate that it shows up on the back. If you've been abusing anabolic steroids, if you know somebody who's abusing anabolic steroids, one of the easiest ways to tell is if they're breaking out on the back. That's because your lymph system, the system that of fluid that addresses poisons in the body, tends to get clogged up when you have this liver condition,
and you're starting to, when you observe acne on your back or in your shoulders or in the neck area, what you're really observing is acne that's related to a clogged up lymphatic system. This type of acne will also show up as boils or cysts. Now, there's a couple things that you want to know about liver acne. First of all, this type of acne needs some serious detox support to treat. Of course, the digestive system is going to be the first thing you want to do, work with, surprise, surprise, the whole food allergy and food intolerance component. Then your hormone T and adrenal issues need to be addressed if they're there. The usual skin nutrients, zinc picolinate, 50 milligrams a day. Balance it out with copper, 2 to 4 milligrams. Vitamin A, 20,000 international units a day. And make sure you're taking the B complex, especially vitamin B5. Now, this will take care of any adrenal issues that you may have or any androgenic or hormone T issues that you might have. But in addition to all of these, you're going to need to throw in some liver stuff for liver detoxification. My favorite liver nutrient is something called NAC or NAC. And this is very important for all liver issues, whatever they may be. In fact, you can use NAC to help protect yourself from getting hangovers if you're drinking a lot of alcohol. That's how powerful NAC is for taking care of the liver. Maybe 600 to 1,000 milligrams every day. I cannot express to you with greater emphasis how important this supplement is. We've talked about in the past as being important for the building of glutathione, and that's one of the real keys to improving your liver function. We're going to get into glutathione here in a minute. NAC is emergency room grade nutrition. It's so powerful that it is the drug of choice for emergency liver poisoning. It upregulates all liver functions, which means everybody can benefit from it. You don't have to have liver acne. You don't have to have any kind of acne. You don't have to have any skin condition to benefit from NAC, because simply from being alive in the United States of America or on planet Earth in the year 2011, many of us suffer from issues with the liver. So get yourself on NAC. I like to take my NAC with my glutamine, because NAC and glutamine together work to help the body make its number one most important disease fighter, and that is that substance that we talk about on this program so much, glutathione. Glutathione is made in the liver. If you have any liver problems, chances are you're going to have a glutathione problem, and that means you're increasing your risk for all kinds of diseases, because as we know, the liver is important for purifying the body. So getting yourself NAC with glutamine can be very helpful. Take about 5 grams of glutamine a day. You can take it as a teaspoon in a powder. You can buy glutamine capsules or glutamine tablets, but they tend to be a little bit less cost effective. Another neat way to get your glutamine is to make sure that you're eating protein powders, especially whey protein and soy protein to a certain extent. Lately, I've been reading about soy, and I used to say just stay away completely from soy, but the more I read about soy protein, the more I think it's kind of valuable. There's some great amino acids in soy that can be helpful. Of course, you do have that whole GMO issue, and of course, if you have any soy allergies, you may have problems with the protein, but it's certainly worth a try to at least take a little bit of soy to kind of bump up the nutritional value from your protein supplement. Try to make protein and protein powder an important part of your protein intake. It's great to take protein foods, and all foods are going to have a little bit of protein. All whole foods, I should say, are going to have a little bit of protein. You can get protein from vegetables. There's protein in pretty much all foods, but the best way to get your protein is in protein powders, and there's several reasons for that. Number one, it's easy to know how much protein you're getting if you use a protein powder. 30 grams of protein powder is 30 grams of protein, depending on what the percentage of that protein powder is, the percentage of protein in the protein powder, you know what you're getting when you use a scoop. Always be a nutrition label reader. You'll see on the nutrition facts, it'll tell you exactly how much per scoop you're getting, how much protein you're getting per scoop. So you read on the nutrition facts, it'll tell you how much protein is in a particular scoop or how much powder is in a particular scoop. Do a little bit of math and you'll see that most protein powders are 70-80% pure protein. So a 30 gram scoop is going to have anywhere from 20 to 24 grams of pure protein. And what's neat about that is you know how much protein you're getting. If you're cooking your steak or even if you're cooking your eggs or you're cooking your fish or whatever it is you're getting your protein needs met through, you're losing protein value as you cook your food, so you don't know what you're getting. One of the ways you can tell you've had enough protein is if you are totally and completely filled, especially when it comes to sweets and breads. Once you've had enough protein, my friends, you're not going to want the dessert and you're not going to want the breads as much. You're not going to want the potatoes as much. So if you can eat steak and potatoes and you can have a couple baked potatoes with your steak, that's telling you that you didn't really get your protein needs met. Protein is extremely satisfying and extremely filling. And the reason we're not extremely satisfied or extremely filled after we meet our protein needs is because we didn't get enough protein. Just experiment with this yourself. Go get a good, highly concentrated protein powder. Do 3 or 4 scoops of it, like a ridiculous amount. And by the way, a good place to be with dosing your protein for the day is about 0.5 gram to 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 120 pounds, say, to get yourself 120 grams of protein, do 4 scoops of protein, say, and that's assuming that a 30-gram scoop has 30 grams of protein, do 4 scoops, maybe even do 5 scoops of protein. You will be so filled after that amount of protein with just protein and water that even the thought of throwing in some baked potatoes or a piece of cherry pie is going to make you sick, and that's how you know that you met your protein needs. And always mix a little bit of essential fatty acids in there because the essential fatty acids work better in combination with protein. All right, so that's liver acne. You can always tell liver acne by where it appears and how it appears. It will appear on the back or in the shoulders, on the front area of the chest, upper chest. It can go all the way down to the groin. It may come on the around the sides of the heads, around the side of the head. It will also appear as boils and cysts. If you have boils or cysts, chances are you've got type 4 acne, liver acne, and as I say, liver acne will appear only after one of the 3 other acnes has been progressing long term. Hormone T acne uncontrolled, adrenal acne uncontrolled, or digestive acne being uncontrolled. So you're going to want to figure out which one of those acnes you have by where it appears, meet those needs, whatever your body's asking for, and then focus on the liver with supplements like N-acetylcysteine and glutamine, a couple other things for the liver as well. We can talk about that tomorrow because we're out of time on The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, give Phyllis and Andy or Nassim and Rachel a call at 866-735-2470 or get to my website, brightsideben.com, and click on that Join Now link, and we'll get back to you with information about the Youngevity products. For everybody at Youngevity and Genesis, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs saying good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on Most of These Days. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.